Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. There's been some major developments out among the states relative to the 2024 presidential election, which is looming right ahead of us now. Scott, good to have you here.
Great to be back, Loman. Thanks for having me.
Bit of a bombshell this past week, Scott, out of Colorado, where the state Supreme Court issued a ruling that could impact the presidential race. Want to fill us in on the details?
So what you basically have here are the Colorado Supreme Court issuing a ruling that President Trump should not be on the ballot in Colorado. There's obviously going to be an appeals process that unfolds, but what they did was they cited the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, and in particular, they cited the third paragraph, which talks about not being eligible to run for president if you have incited an insurrection against your country. And it's just more of the same that we see, I think, from these radical leftists that are trying to do everything they can to stop Donald Trump from being the next president of the United States. I'm not hearing a lot of talk out there about all the great things that Joe Biden is doing. And instead, it's like what I think we saw in 2020 and even 2016 to an extent, where folks think that Donald Trump is a threat to everything that they want to see accomplished at the White House. And he's obviously been an unconventional president when it comes to his agenda and his personality. And I think that the left is just terrified of that. So what we saw in Colorado, I think, is just the beginning of an additional witch hunt, an additional sort of Hail Mary from the left to try to keep Donald Trump off the ballot in the 2024 election.
Well, Scott, as we look at that ruling, which likely will end up now before the U.S. Supreme Court, which will have the final say in all these things, of course, every time the left does something like this, we look back at all the indictments that unfolded over the past year against Donald Trump. It seems like every time they do this, all they do is make him more popular and make his base even more determined to win the election.
Yeah, and you know, I think the Colorado Republicans, Dave Williams is their chairman. He put out a statement earlier this week that said, hey, if they're going to try to keep Donald Trump off the ballot, what I'm going to do is I'm going to completely end the primary process and we're going to change to a caucus. And good luck keeping him out of the caucus is basically what Dave has said there. So I think that that's pretty interesting. Obviously, these indictments, since they've been pouring in really in the early months of 2023, I think that they've strengthened the resolve of the Trump voter. And what a lot of people just don't really understand, they're having a hard time, I think, getting their brain wrapped around it, is Donald Trump is enthusiastically loved by far too many people for you to be able to stop him. And when people see him being attacked, when they see him being treated unfairly as it pertains to the electoral process and the presidency, I think that these folks just double down their support for him. And the historic indictments being out there, a lot of people said, oh, you know, these indictments, it's going to drag him so far down. All it did was strengthen the MAGA America First movement that Donald Trump embraces. And so I think that it's just something for everybody to kind of keep in mind. Donald Trump is winning all these important battleground states right now when you look at the polling, and Joe Biden is in a heap of trouble.
Before we get to the potential Trump-Biden rematch here, though, Scott, we have to go through the Republican nomination process. As we look forward here to the month of January, I want to just bring our listeners up to date on what that calendar looks like. What are the early states, and where will the Republican nomination process begin to unfold?
Well, things get kicked off with Iowa. The Iowa caucuses for Republicans are on January 15th. And just 8 days later, we have the first in the nation presidential primary in New Hampshire on January 23rd. So as everybody out there is, you know, getting ready for Christmas and getting excited for unwrapping gifts, there's a lot of excitement in those presidential races in the early states like Iowa and New Hampshire. And so with Iowa and New Hampshire being the only races in January, we're going to be going into February, where the Democrats have South Carolina on February 3rd, Republicans have South Carolina on February 24th. Nevada is going to be February 6th for the Democrats and February 8th for the Republicans and their caucus. The bottom line is here, we've got a bunch of states that are about to get underway. We know that the spending has been heavy. You're seeing President Trump and Ron DeSantis and Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley and others still barnstorming throughout Iowa and New Hampshire. Just wait until we get a couple weeks ahead. I think that it's going to be front and center on all those voters' minds, and we're going to have even a better picture of what those races look like. Obviously, President Trump has big leads right now within Iowa and New Hampshire, and Nikki Haley has been surging in the New Hampshire presidential primary. I know that Ron DeSantis and Ramaswamy are hoping still to at least have a second place finish in those states. So I know that their campaigns will say, well, we want to win it, but you know, Trump's lead is pretty much insurmountable right now.
We will continue to keep an eye on that as we look forward to the actual voting getting underway after a long warm-up season here. We have been, as usual, talking with Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. And Scott, tell us a little bit about the club.
Well, Club for Growth is based out of Washington, D.C. We're united in this idea of economic liberty, freedom, and opportunity. If you want to join Club for Growth for free, you can do so at clubforgrowth.org.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, Merry Christmas to everyone at the Club for Growth.
Merry Christmas.